get to this level where it's just a one and done situation? Seems like there's always a little more urgency popping still.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely ramps up. You know, we're not going to treat it as far as preparation wise any different. I think the energy and once we get to game day, you know, things will be ramped up for sure. The speed of the game will be a little faster. And then, but like I said, the preparation won't be any different for us.
What do you do on Sunday?
What do I do on Sunday? This coming Sunday? Yeah. Watch football. Yeah.
Can you watch it as a fan?
Absolutely.
Or do you break it down?
I think, you have to watch it as a fan because you don't have the wide angle view, you know, so you can't really see it from a scout perspective, like scouting wise, just because you don't have the wide view. You can't see the whole field and things like that. So you definitely just watch as a fan.
Is there anything to take away from watching it as a fan?
Yeah, maybe a little bit here and there, but it's definitely tough. It's a lot better when you get it on your iPad and you can see the whole 22 and things like that. I'm sure there's little things, you know, throughout the season. If there's a team that we're going to be playing soon, and they're playing on Monday night or something like that, I'll definitely watch and get a few things. But like I said, the big thing is when you get it on your iPad and you can see the whole field and what they're doing at that point.
A lot of teams in the playoffs that you guys could match up with, you've seen already this season. Is that a good thing?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's an advantage or a disadvantage. I think, you know, obviously both teams have had the film from when they played and things like that. But yeah, like I said, I don't think it's an advantage or a disadvantage.
Do you buy the notion that it's hard to beat a team twice in one season?
I think it's hard to beat a team regardless in the NFL. So it doesn't matter if you play them twice, once, three times. It's hard to win in this league. And, you know, it's hard to beat the Cleveland Browns, even though they didn't win a game this year. It's tough to beat them. You know, they had a ton of close games. So like I said, in this league, it's tough to win at all. So you got to bring it each week, and you got to play your best football to win.
How much, when you're on the sideline, how much time do you spend, like, going over
you basically kind of see what you're getting on the field, so there's not a whole lot of time looking at the pictures, unless like the coach sees something that he wants to show you. But for the most part, I mean, you kind of have that feel when you're on the field, and you kind of know what you're getting and how you think you can attack it. What do I appreciate? I appreciate them getting stops and getting us the ball back. They're fun to watch. The way that they fly around, the way that they get to the ball when it seems like the team's got an easy first down, and boom, they're right there closing the gap and stopping them short, and then usually getting that short, third and short or fourth and short stop, which is obviously huge for us to get back on the field. Yeah, it's hard to think of just one highlight just because they've had so many big plays. The one probably that comes to mind, it was such a big play, was in the L.A. game when Harris stripped him on the one-yard line. I mean, you look back to that play, that's a huge play in our season. So, but they've been doing that, the little stuff like that all year, and giving us a chance on offense to get on the field a lot.
Adam, in a couple of days of watching Sam practice now, how's it been having him back?
It's been great. I think I've said this before. It's been great having him in meetings all year because he's been a huge part of our success as far as, his input and how he thinks that we can attack things as receivers and things like that. So, obviously, it's great to have him back on the field.
What are you able to get? You've been in just a couple of practices this week. What are you able to get kind of out of having him back in practice?
That's probably a great question for the head coach. I don't know. For us as receivers, for me, I'm just trying to get better, take advantage of these 2 days, and catch as many balls, and kind of try to mentally prepare for the next couple weeks.
How do you handle this break as a locker room?
I think we'll take these last 2 days, and I think we did a really good job taking advantage of it. Like I said, just kind of making sure that we're staying in it, working on the things that we feel like that we could get better at, and then just really take advantage of these next 4 days off and try to get the body as back to 100% as you possibly can. It doesn't matter if you have an injury or not. Guys aren't going to be 100% right now, so trying to get as close to 100% as possible.
Is it facing a team for a second time? How much does a game plan change?
That's a great question. I don't know. You have to ask the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator about that because, you know, for us, we're doing what they call, you know, playing the play as it's called and trying to beat the guy regardless if you've played him before or not. So for me, I don't think too much about the scheme and things like that. I'm just trying to win when the play is called.
Adam, when you have a little bit of facing a division team for the second time.
What have I noticed? You know, a lot of the similar things, but then maybe things that that have switched because maybe it didn't look as good as you thought it would in the game and things like that. But yeah, I mean, you're gonna have some of the similar things, maybe out of different formations or maybe completely switch it up. I don't know. It kind of just depends on how that team's playing at that moment and how long ago you played them. You know, sometimes you play an opponent twice in 4 weeks. And then the game plan doesn't change a whole lot, but you know, depending on how things have gone over the course of the season, you haven't played a team since week one. Things could change a lot.
Adam, when you have a little bit of extra time off, in terms of getting your body right, is it rest that helps the most, or do you have a chance to get extra treatment, or how do you approach it?
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of everything. I think just the time away, mentally, it's going to help. And then I think just the being able to have extra time to get treatment, to get massages and take advantage of, you know, the resources you have at your house with rolling out, stretching, things like that. You know, when you're in the grind of the game week, it's hard to find time, to do those things. So, I think that's something that's going to be huge is if guys can take advantage of these 4 days to really attack their body and like I said, try to get as close to 100% as possible.
What kind of things do you try to take away when you're watching a game on TV versus seeing it, you know, film on the iPad?
Yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard. You know, like I said before, I've tried it throughout the season. I tried to watch some of those Monday night games when we were playing that opponent, you know, soon after that. And it's hard to get too much out of them. You know, sometimes you listen to what the commentators say and, you know, what they've talked to with the coaches and things like that. But most of the preparation comes once it gets put on your iPad because – you can see a lot more, and you can really understand what they're doing a lot better than when you have that tight copy of the TV.
Do you pay attention to the secondary when you're watching the game, or do you watch the ball like everybody?
I try to watch the secondary, but you really can't see it. You know, sometimes you get those replays after they get a completion or something like that, and then it's, you know, right on the DB. So those are the times when you can actually get a little something. But like I said, most of the time it's the tight copy until the receiver catches it. So you have no idea what he did to get open or, what the corner did to defend it.
If you do get to see some of those situations, do you like to lock in and watch it yourself, or do you like to have teammates around you to kind of bounce ideas off each other?
Well, honestly, you know, I'm trying to stay away from my teammates this week, so get a little mental break away now. Yeah, I mean, I try to watch it as a fan, you know, with my family, take advantage of this time as well to be with my family and kind of just a little mental break. So I'll just try to treat it as a fan and then maybe, like I said, just try to pick up a few things here and there.
Thank you very much.
Great.